This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues impacting our schools with the one and only Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute in beautiful Houghton, New York. And Ralph, just a little over a month to go till the end of school, but who's counting anyway? I know the colleges are all done by now, and speaking of college, we would be remiss if we did not get your thoughts on what has transpired the past couple of weeks at college campuses coast to coast, these anti-Israeli uprisings. There's been a debate a lot these days about whether or not it would be prudent to withhold federal funds from institutions that don't crack down on this sort of activity. What say you to that, sir?
Well, certainly they should be cracking down on these anti-Semitic activities. But when you start talking about withholding federal aid, I think you have to really think about that. In other words, what is the aid that you're suggesting be withheld? If it's FAFSA aid, which we're going to talk about in a minute, that would end up hurting the majority of students who, number one, weren't involved in any of these activities and just want to get an education. Other cases, there may be federal grants that go directly to the colleges and universities. Those certainly should be looked at to see what they're supporting. And then there's concern about the amount of foreign aid that may be coming into some of the schools. And then recently, just heard that a lot of the people involved in these on-campus activities are not students at all.
Yeah.
So it's really a mixed bag on the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. It really is. You mentioned the FAFSA forms. We've been talking about that a lot. Colleges pushing back their deadlines for down payments on college, and parents and students alike kind of been wringing their hands of late. Ralph, what is the latest there?
Well, the parents are still wringing their hands. Most schools have probably received about 65% of the information that they need, but obviously that still is a huge gap in terms of the information that not only the colleges and universities need, but that parents need more importantly. One thing that I was pleased to hear was that the person responsible for the mess has resigned effective the end of June.
Yeah, and you've been saying heads should roll. Maybe that's just one of many that will, yeah, as a result of this. Well, hey, let's talk about sports, because that's an important part of the public education process as well. My late brother taught high school basketball for 25 years, Ralph, and every year they'd lose to the same private school in the playoffs, and it just was disgusting about it. Same problem in Pennsylvania. Now there's legislation to deal with it, to force the private schools to play in their own playoff in the postseason. Age-old debate, Ralph, but do you think it's time that legislation get past the finish line?
I really do. I mean, it's just absolutely unfair. As you well know, the public schools are open to everybody that lives in the district, whereas the private schools, although they will deny it if you speak to them, yeah, directly about it, which I have done, do selective enrollment. They don't have to take everybody, and they don't. And they certainly give priority to boys and girls, men and women that are, athletes. And you shared the story about your brother. I remember when I was an active superintendent, we ran into that every year also. As we would progress into the playoffs, we'd end up bumping against the same private schools every single year. It's very disheartening, yeah, and more importantly, very unfair.
Yeah, and you know, my brother used to say, they don't rebuild, they just reload. And that's what you get involved. And that's the fun thing about high school sports. So some years you're down, other years you're up.
Right.
But if you got to play again, if it's David versus Goliath every year, that is an unfair advantage. Let's talk about reading. Governor Hochul made headlines earlier this week as part of the $377, whatever it is, billion-dollar budget. There's a back-to-basics reading plan that is focusing on the sounds of letters. I think it's called phonics, if I can remember it right. We used to call it that. But is that the best way to teach young children how to read, Ralph, the sounding out the letters?
I believe it really is. You know, it's unfortunately so many times in the school systems we get off on things that we think are going to be really great, and we don't take time to really look at the research and then analyze the results And I'm really pleased the governor has got this initiative going. I think it's a little bit too late, but better late than never, as the saying goes. And I fully support this reintroduction of phonics into the school system.
Yeah, what's old is new again in education, I guess. And then, Ralph, there was a huge story this week. Wells College, which used to be an all-girls school, about 20 years ago, it decided to become co-ed right in the heart of the Finger Lakes region in New York. It's been around for 156 years, but it is around no longer. It has shut down one of many private institutions that have closed their doors. What is your reaction to this story?
Well, it's always sad when colleges that have been around for a long time, done a good job in the past, find that they have to close their doors. But, you know, it's the same old situation where you have to balance your expenses with your income. It's just not realistic to continue to run deficits, which I understand they have done. Mm-hmm. And I would just say that I think one of the problems that private schools make is that they try to be all things to all people. I'm a big supporter of trying to find a niche market and then just work that niche. And I think those schools that do that are going to continue to be successful. Yep. But if you try to be all things to all people, it's going to be really tough.
There you go. And if you try to be all things to all people, you are nothing to no one, as someone once said. But hey, Ralph, we've been a lot of places this week on the program. If you have a question about any of the topics discussed, where can folks find you online?
Yeah, it's been a great discussion again. Thanks, Bob. People can just go to whyrun.org, whyrun.org.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News Podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.